This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Chances are pretty good you know someone who cut gluten from their diet. The NPD Group says about 30% of Americans are trying to do just that, although only a fraction of them are gluten intolerant. That's creating a whole new market, one that tech investors are betting big money on. Ashley Milne-Tite reports on a startup making a portable allergen sensor.
Shireen Yates was fed up of being at an event or dinner, not knowing whether the food in front of her was genuinely gluten-free. She has the kind of intolerance where you really don't want to find out. Her company's called Nima. Its portable device lets diners test their food at the table, which she does all the time.
For the most part, wait staff in restaurants have been very, very accommodating. If it comes up positive for gluten for something that everyone thought was gluten-free, I've usually had my meal comped or taken away and asked if there's anything else I feel comfortable eating on the menu.
Everyone's happy, no lousy Yelp review. Mark Sorrells is a grain expert at Cornell University. He says the problem is...
Some people think they're sensitive to gluten when, in fact, it's other ingredients in foods that can cause problems.
And the device won't help them. But he says the truly afflicted could benefit when Nima starts shipping, even with the $200 price tag. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.